USDA recently published a rule that outlines how it will improve the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, one of USDA's largest conservation programs. The interim final rule includes program changes authorized by Congress in the 2014 Farm Bill. Steve Musser, Assistant State Conservationist for Programs with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, says EQIP includes many things.
I mean, anywhere from the energy now, we got seasonal high tunnels that are going to still be available. We got organic agriculture. There's a program now that we offer along with our traditional, more traditional programs, which are grazing land, rotational grazing system, water sources, fencing livestock out of streams, putting in stream crossings. Any conservation tillage on cropland, reducing erosion, reducing energy use. In cover crops, we're pushing cover crops, and soil quality is a big push. The inclusion of legumes in cover crops to reduce the use of nitrogen. And on into forestry and wildlife with the longleaf pine initiative that we have, more longleaf pine, and then trying to get those lands prescribed burn to get the conversion to that ecosystem, along with working lands for wildlife, which we don't have WHIP anymore in the new Farm Bill. It went away, and it's included with EQIP. 5% of the funds in EQIP have to be spent. But we'll expect to focus on working lands for wildlife with the gopher tortoise that is a candidate species to offer more habitat protection for it so that we can benefit enough lands that it would not ever become listed as a T&E.
Now, public comments on EQIP are due by February 10, 2015, and can be submitted through regulations.gov or by mail. So agricultural producers, private forest landowners, and stakeholders in Alabama are invited to provide comments on EQIP. If you'd like more information on technical and financial assistance available through EQIP, you can visit your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.